请弟兄姊妹们翻圣经到约拿书。
Brothers and sisters, would you please turn your Bible to the book of Jonah?
我们要看第四章。
We will, read chapter 4.
约拿书第四章从第一节开始。
Starting from the first verse in chapter 4, Book of Jonah.
这是约拿大大不悦，血甚发怒，就祷告耶和华说：耶和华呀，我在本国的时候，岂不是这样说吗？我知道你是有恩典、有怜悯的神，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所说的灾，所以我就逃往他斯去。耶和华啊，现在请你取我的命吧，因为我死了比活着还好。耶和华说，你这样发怒合乎理吗？
So it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he became angry. So he prayed to the Lord and said,Ah, Lord, was not this what I said when I was still in my country? Therefore I fled previously to Tarshish, for I know that you are a gracious and merciful God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, one who relents from doing harm. Therefore now, O Lord, please take my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. Then the Lord said, Is it right for you to be angry?
于是约拿出城，坐在城的东边，在那里为自己搭了一座棚，坐在棚的荫下，要看看那城究竟如何。耶和华神安排。好。
Verse 5, So Jonah went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city. There he made himself a shelter and sat under it in the shade till he might see what would become of the city. And the Lord God prepared a plant and made it come up over Jonah, that it might be shade for his head to deliver him from his misery. So Jonah was very grateful for the plant.
Yehovah 神安排一合杯马，使其发生高过约拿，因而遮盖他的头，救他脱离苦楚。约拿因这可杯马大大喜乐。次日黎明，神的却安排一条虫子咬着杯马，以致枯槁。日头出来的时候，神安排炎热的东风，日头暴晒约拿的头，使他发昏，他就为自己求死，说我死了比活着还好。神对约拿说，你因这颗杯马发怒合乎理吗？他说，我发怒以至于死都合乎理。
But as morning dawned the next day, God prepared a worm, and it so damaged the plant that it withered. And it happened, when the sun arose, that God prepared a vehement east wind, and the sun beat on Jonah's head, so that he grew faint. Then he wished death for himself and said, It is better for me to die than to live. Then God said to Jonah, Is it right for you to be angry about the plant? And he said,It is right for me to be angry even to death.
我们看下去。
Let's continue to read.
耶和华说，这杯麻不是你种的，也不是你培养的，一夜发生，一夜干死，你尚且爱惜，何况见尼尼微大城，其中不能分辨左手右手的，有12万多人。并有许多牲畜，我岂能不爱惜呢？
So the Lord said, You have had pity on the plant for which you have not labored, nor made it grow, which came up in a night and perished in a night. And should I not pity Nineveh, the great city in which are more than 120,000 persons, who cannot discern between their right hand and their left, and much livestock?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
在这几次聚会里头，我们一直看着约拿书。
In these few meetings, we have been fellowshipping on the book of Jonah.
虽然有部分弟兄姊妹们没有一起在聚会。
Although some brothers and sisters did not join us in the meetings,
但是对约拿的历史，弟兄姊妹们应该也有点概念。
But I suppose you all have certain understanding of the history of Jonah.
神差遣他到尼尼微去宣告神的定位。
That is, God sent Jonah to the city of Nineveh to proclaim God's plan.
他不甘心，他就逃跑。
He wasn't willing to do so, therefore he fled from the presence of the Lord.
结果神就兴起风浪，把他拦住了。
Therefore God raised up the storm to obstruct him.
他就给抛到海水里。
And Jonah was thrown into the sea.
神又安排一条鱼把他吞了三日三夜在鱼腹里。
And God also appointed a great fish to swallow him into fish's stomach, and he stayed there for 3 days and three nights.
在这一个经历的里头，他的灵就苏醒过来。
In his experience like this, his spirit was quickened.
他就转过来寻求神。
So he turned to seek after his God.
神也就释放了他。
And then God set him free.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神释放了他以后，神又再差遣他。
After God has released him, again God sent Jonah.
还是差遣他做同样的事情。
Doing the same thing.
他也这次他听话了。
And this time Jonah listened.
但是到了那一边，宣告了神所要他做的事以后。
And when he reached the place after he had done what the Lord told him to proclaim,
尼尼微城的人从上到下都悔改。
All the people in Nineveh, from the highest rank to the lowest, all repented.
神就改变了他的主意，他赦免了尼尼微城。
Therefore, God changed his mind. He forgave the city of Nineveh.
因为这个事情，约拿就非常的不高兴。
And because of this matter, Jonah was so displeased.
我们昨天晚上交通到他这一点的时候，是非常强调他这个事实。
Last night, as we fellowship on this point, we emphasized very much on one fact that.
因为到了尼尼微城的约拿，他是有了三日三夜的那个鱼腹里头的经历的。
First, Jonah had already had three days and three nights experience in the fish's belly, and then he reached the city.
用新约的眼光来看，他是一个清清楚楚得救的人。
So, in the light of the New Testament's light, that Jonah should be the person who thoroughly was saved, and knowing this.
用新约的话的眼光来看的话，他是一个有生命的人。
And in the light of New Testament's enlightenment, we know Jonah was the one who had life.
虽然对约拿来说，那他只是一个预表，那当时还没有这个实际。
Although as Jonah was concerned, he was simply being representing a type, because at that time there were no such a fact yet.
虽然是一个预表，但是那里头也的确是要带出一个很深很明显的经历在哪里。
Although he served as a type, but actually a very deep and genuine spiritual experience was actually brought out.
一个有主生命的人，他在跟随主的事上面，按照人来说，好像是应该很让神的旨意没有拦阻才对。
He who has the Lord's life supposedly that he should not place any obstacles in terms of doing God's will.
但是我们看到这个事情并不是这样。
However, we see the truth is not so.
神要做的。
What God wants to do.
约拿没有跟得上来。
And Jonah did not measure up.
我们简单的来说。
So simply put.
在三日三夜的渔夫经历后的约拿，他在神面前的地位是对的。
Jonah, after three nights and 3 days experience in the fish's belly, his standing before God is correct, is right.
但是他的实际是赶不上神给他的恩典。
However, his spiritual reality lagged behind and fall short of the grace God had given him.
所以他去尼尼微，他那个任务也对了。
He went to Nineveh and he completed the mission.
但是所产生的作用是不准确。
However, the outcome and how the function of his commission is not quite accurate in terms of Jonah's mind.
因着他这样的一个特别的这个经历。
And because of his specific special experience.
就引出我们交通到神那个完备的救恩是怎么一回事。
It brought up the full salvation of our Lord, exactly what it encompasses.
不错，从经历上面来说，约拿那个时候已经站在一个蒙恩得救的人的身上。
In terms of Jonah's experience, yes, he was standing in a place as a person saved by God's grace.
我们也常常会有一个错觉，以为我们得救了。我们和神中间的关系就完全正常了。
And also, we often have this misconception that once we are saved, that our relationship between God and us is completely right.
但感谢神。
But we thank God.
当他把他的话向我们解开的时候
，As He reveals His word to us,
我们非常清楚地看见神那个全备的救恩，得救只是一个开始。
We could see this so clearly that in God's full salvation, our being saved is just the very first beginning.
我们一再地说，这就是非常重要的一个点。
Time and again, we mentioned this, that being saved is such a crucial starting point.
如果这个点不明确，那就其他的事情就不必说了。
If this point is so vague, then there is no need for you to talk about anything, any other things.
但是这个点明确了。并不等于说 全部问题解决完。
However, even you are very clear on this point, that doesn't mean that all your problems will be so readily solved.
我们说它没有解决完，那是指着我们的经历上面来说的。
When we say your problems haven't been fully solved, we speak of our personal experiences.
如果我们转回到神在那个救恩的预备上面来看的话呢，神的预备是完全
However,
完整的。
We turn and consider the preparation of the Lord's salvation. We know that is complete already.
但是在我们的经历上面，我们是要一步过一步的去取用神为我们所预备好的。
But in our experiences, we have to appropriate what the Lord has prepared for us step by step.
我们也特别提到，当神造人的时候，神是把人借着灵与魂与身体这三个组成来组织成一个完整的人。
We also mentioned when God made man, God put spirit, soul, and body, the three parts into this being to make it complete.
所以，当我们的祖宗堕落的时候。他那个吃的日子一定死的那个事实，不是只是一个死的观念那么简单。
So when our fathers fell, and the Lord said, "When the day you eat of the fruit, you will surely die," it's not just a simple a notion.
说到你的吃的日子一定死，那个死的事实是包括了我们整个的灵与魂与身体这三个部分。都完全落在死的光景里。
The very fact that the Lord says, "On the day you eat of it, you shall die," the death encompasses our spirit, our soul, and our body. Everything is now in the state of death.
我们也很清楚的知道，神造人的时候用着灵与魂与身体来组成一个完整的人。
And we also know that God used the spirit, soul, and body to construe a perfect man.
神是有他的安排在哪里。
And God has his arrangement in it.
灵是人和神相交的那个部分。
Spirit refers to the part where man fellowships with God.
体是人 按照神的心意来有动作的时候，那一个工具。
The body is the tool by which man would carry out God's will.
但是体的那个工，体的那个接受那个指导来发生那个功用呢，那就透过我们魂的部分从神那里接受了那一个交通的领会来管理，就做出一个完整的事实。
But for the body to function, to receive guidance, and this is all from the soul, which receives instructions from God, and in turn, to oversee the body to actually carry out actions to do God's will.
我相信弟兄姊妹们大体上都会领会的这一方面。
So, generally, brothers and sisters, I believe you could all understand this.
那如果说你吃的日子一定死。
Yes, the Bible says the day you eat of it, you shall surely die.
我们就看到当年亚当的经历就是立刻他们与神中间就没有了交通。
So Adam's experience in those days is right away they lost the fellowship with God.
但身体还没有死。
However, his body did not die yet.
但是死的成分已经在身体上边。
However, the very element of death had already appeared in Adam.
因为神也告诉他
because,
出于尘土的必要归于尘土，那个结局就是如此。
Because God had always also told him that from dust you are to dust you shall return.
那个时候魂已经不能再管理着人的时候，那谁管理人呢？
So at the time when soul no longer controlled over man,
死的成分在人的身上已经出现了，但是人在人的眼中看来还好像活着的。
And the element of death had already appeared in man, but in man's viewpoint, man was doing well.
那体本身没有什么那个动力的，那它根据什么来显明它的功作用呢？
Since the body had already lost its impetus, but then by what the body could reveal its function?
那魂灵不能再有功用，那魂就自己出头来做主了。
Since the spirit is no longer functioning, then the soul takes the preference and then just simply controls all the functions.
因为撒旦试探我们的祖宗的时候是明明的说出你吃的日子你就像神。
Because when Satan tested our fathers, then he said clearly that the day you eat of it, you would be like God.
既然你像神了，你就不需要神。
Since you'll be like God, you don't need God.
你就可以自己做主了。
You could be your own master.
现在呢？
But now,
当人接受了那个撒旦的那个意念的时候，就如同我们今天接受救恩的时候的那个原则一样，是把撒旦的生命也接过去了。
Now, when man accepts Satan's notion into his heart, and then it's the same principle applies to when we receive our salvation. The same principle applies to both.
所以一个在神的面前与神处了难处的人呢，他活着不再根据灵的管理了，而是让魂的指导来起作用了。
So a person who has problems with God in terms of salvation is no longer functioning under spirit, under God, but under his own soul.
魂有一个特点。
And there is a very special.
我相信弟兄姊妹们，你不懂得也你也晓得。
There is a very special feature about this soul, brothers and sisters. Even you don't know exactly what it is, you could sense it.
因为魂的特点就是我是最大的。
Its specific feature is I am the biggest.
所以一切的事物都要根据我。
Everything has to do according to me.
这一点我想弟兄姊妹们是一定是明白的。
And I believe, brothers and sisters, you surely know this well.
我们的难处就是出在神不是在是我们的主， 而是我们自己做了我们的主。
Our problem is that God is no longer our Lord, and we ourselves are our own Lord.
所以在神的完备的救恩的里头，神不但是要救我们脱离灵的死，不但是救我们脱离身体的死，同时也救我们脱离魂的死。
So in God's full salvation, not only would he deliver us from the death of spirit and body, he also wants to deliver us from the death of soul.
我们也发觉
And we also realize
灵的拯救是立刻就看见功用的。
The salvation of our spirit could be seen right away. Its function starts to work.
体的得赎也是立刻就得着那个保证的。
And the redemption of our body is also right away being assured.
唯独魂的那个拯救呢，神好像在我们身上继续花了好多的功夫。
It's only the salvation of our soul takes so much time on our part.
但是我们也很清楚地看见。
However, we also could see this so clearly.
虽然神还继续在那里做工来处理我们的魂的那个得拯救。
Although God continues to work in order to save to our whole soul to be fully saved.
但是在我们的主完成救恩的那个时候呢，他也同时把我们的魂已经放在一个死的地位上面。
So when our Lord accomplishes our salvation, at the same time, He has already placed our soul in the very place of death.
虽然魂的那个活动很顽固，不太容易把它叫它浮上来。
Although the soulish activities are always stubborn, it's hard to make them submit.
他还能装模作样的，觉得他还是很有本领。
The soul would still think it does have things to work on. It is somebody.
但是一个事实在那里已经肯定了。
But however, the fact is already sure.
神已经把魂也放在死地了。
That is, God has already placed our soul in a standing of death.
虽然他还有人影响在那里，你继续影响着人。
Although he does feel that it could impact other people.
但是他的那个实际呢，他仍然是一个死的东西。
But the very reality of the soul is a death thing.
我想这一点，我举一个例子给弟兄姊妹们，你想一想，你就明白了。
So to make you understand this, I would like to give you an example, then you will see it.
特别我们生活在美国这个环境，我们太多机会碰到这种光景了。
Especially for us who live in the states.Then you would see all kinds of prevalent situations like this.
美国到处都是花草。
And there are flowers spread all over the place.
有些是人种植的。
Some are wild, some are planted by man.
所以好多人都常常把那个花采下来，就插在瓶子里，在那里做装饰。
So a lot of people would like to pick the beautiful flowers and put them in the vase to decorate the house.
弟兄姊妹，你可以想象这个事实。
So brother and sister, you could think of this very fact.
那个花如果没有采下来，还留在它那个花的树那个发枝上面的时候，它当然是活的了。
If the flowers have not been plucked down and then still stay in.The very stem of the plant.
但是你把许多的花剪了下来，也把它处理好，插在瓶子里，美丽不美丽呢？
Then these flowers are still alive, but if you take them out of the plant and arrange it and beautifully put it in the vase.
在我们的感觉上也有些时候也会说，插在瓶子里的花比在树枝上的花更美丽。
And sometimes we will feel that the flower arrangement in the vase seems to be more beautiful in the real flower.
但是有一个事实你不能否认它的。
However, there is one fact you cannot deny.
虽然它插在花瓶里头，那个花好美丽，好好看。
Although the flower is being arranged,
特别你是学过了那个插花艺术的，把它摆的那个更美丽的，你说哎呀真好。
they are beautiful in the vase, especially you have learned how to do all this flower arrangement.
但是你没办法否认一个事实，什么事实呢？
However, there's one fact, truth you cannot deny.
那个花已经死掉的。
That is, the flowers are dead already.
你说它没死啊？
You would say, well, no, they are not dead.
你看它还是很漂亮的摆在那，给你欣赏啊。
They're so beautifully placed there for you to appreciate.
这个是外表。
Now, this is outwardly.
从具体的情况来说。
But concretely speaking,
它死了。
The flowers
died. 因为它跟它的生命那个根已经断绝了关系。
Because the flowers are cut off from the very
root. 弟兄姊妹们，我们人堕落的魂，虽然给我们看到有很多的表现。
Brothers and sisters, although our fallen soul could show us all
of its activity,
but the salvation of the cross already has placed it in a place of death.
它还能有一些动作表现出来，那只是它剩下的一个算是余波吧。
Although the soul would have certain activities, certain manifestations, but we could say this is just the last wave of its life.
就是因为它有一些余波
and because these are the last ripples
在我们属灵的生命的经历里边也常常碰到这个事情
and in our spiritual experiences we often encounter the last ripple
现在我们回到约拿的事上面来
so let's come back to the matter of Jonah
那约拿经历了33夜的那个经历
Jonah has had these 3 days and 3 nights experience
他看到神所做的事情和他心里所想的不一样的时候 他就发脾气了
He has seen the things that God has done which is different of what he thought of then he threw a temper tantrum
他是说到了我逃避神是很有理由的神你把我挡住把我带到这里来这是你错了不是我错了
And he said Lord I'm all in the right that I fled from you but you hindered my fleeing and you brought me back to here you are wrong
我老早就知道你这来是给人说一说如果人家有一个好的反应你就不会执行的既然是如此你何必要我跑那么长久的路
I have known this all the way. You just want me to tell them about your message. And after I said this, after people repented, then you change your mind.
约拿觉得他自己是非常有理，没有理的是神。
So Jonah felt he is all the way in the right, and it is the God who is wrong.
他没有想到神是用什么的眼光来看人，人用什么的眼光来看人。
Never did Jonah think of this. In what perspective that God views man, and in what perspective that man view man themselves?
人是由自己来做主。
Man at work.
一切的事情要根据我。
Act as his own master.
你讨我喜欢，我就说你好。
If you please me, I'll say you're good.
你跟我过不去，我说你该死。
If you're at odds with me, I say you should die.
这是人的天然。
This is our human nature.
但神的心不是这样。
However, God's heart is not so.
神看到每一个站着他的形象被造的人，神对他们是存着一个指望。
When God sees every man who is made according to his image, God has this hope for him.
虽然现在他们走迷了路。
Although right now people have gone astray,
但神的心是盼望他们能转回过来。
But God's heart is for them is to come return.
神愿意他们可以在显明神造人的那个目的在他们的身上。
God hopes that God's purpose for making them could be once again revealed in them.
神有些时候在他对人的带领上面，有些时候好像很严厉。
In God's leading of man, sometimes God does seem very severe, harsh.
好像神领以色列出埃及的时候，就赏赐他们律法。
Just as when he led Israelites out of Egypt, God gave them his laws.
然后那律法管人也管得蛮凶的。
And the law seemed to act very harshly on all the Israelites.
但是为什么要管人呢？
But why is it God wants to rule man?
他管人是为了要显明他有权威的还是什么呢？
Is it because God wants to show them he has the authority?
完全不是那回事。
Definitely not so.
被管的人是觉得神就是用他的力量来压迫我。
Those who are under God's authority might think that is God is doing so just to control me by his power. But it is not so in God's heart. Time again, God says, do I desire wicked men to die? Don't I desire them to return to live?
很严厉的那个管理也好 或者警告也好 目的是维持人在那个正常的环境里
The reason God has given men such warning or harsh law is for them to return to be once again be submissive to God's authority.
但是约拿的心思就不是这样
However, this is not Jonah's mind.
他觉得尼尼微人越快灭亡越好
Jonah fell, the sooner the people at Nineveh died, the better. I will not repeat all this.
我只是再提回来的时候, 让弟兄说你知道, 约拿在那里大发脾气的时候, 他的理由是什么?
And I just want to mention this, when Jonah was so displeased, what were his reasons?
但是很有意思,
and this is so interesting.
当他那样上神发脾气, 明明指着神说是你错了，不是我错。
When he threw this temper tantrum toward God and pointed out that God, you are wrong, not mine.
神好像也没有话对约拿再说啊。
And then it seems God did not say much to him.
是不是呢？
Isn't it so?
当然是不是。
Of course it's not so.
但你说不是，为什么神又说这个事，神又没有话对约拿说呢？
Well, if it's not so, why is God doesn't say much?
感谢神,
Thank God.
你留意到,
Notice
神当时回答约拿只是一句话,
When God answered Jonah, he only made one statement.
他说约拿, 你这样发怒合不理吗?
Is it right for you to be angry?
说了这句话, 神就不再说话了。
And after God said this, he no longer spoke.
约拿就觉得道理还是在他那里。
And Jonah felt that justice was still on his side.
所以他就做了一件事情非常有意思的。
And he did something really interesting.
我猜, 我不敢说一定是对, 但是我猜。
Although I'm not sure, but my guess is.
不过我也相信也蛮接近那个事实。
And I believe it's quite close to the truth.
但是约拿心里会这样想。
That Jonah probably would think.
你看我在那里跟神说了那么严厉的话, 神却没有 什么特别的话对我说，只说了那么一句话。也许我发这个脾气，能把神的意见纠正过来。
Jonah probably thought in his heart that although I've said such harsh words to God, God didn't say much. Maybe if he sees my anger, he will change his mind and correct the whole thing.
所以真是有意思,
Isn't this interesting?
你就看见越拿就有些动作了,
and you see Jonah started to act.
他脾气发过来以后,
After temper tantrum,
他又不走,
he would not leave.
他就跑到城外,
he went outside of the city.
就跑到一个山岗上面,
to a high hill.
就坐在那里,
he sat there.
动手搭了一个棚,
he made a shelter.
因为那里头是那个沙漠地区啦, 都是很热的, 说搭一个棚, 他就坐在那,
because it was hot in the desert, so
坐在那里干什么?
He made a shelter there. And what was he doing?
他要看看, 神有什么动作?
He wanted to see if God would have any action.
他要看有什么动作呢?
What are the actions he was looking for?
神已经说赦免了那圣人了，你还看要看神有什么动作？
Because God had already forgiven those people. What else was Jonah expecting? So I'm thinking.
约拿心里会这样想，我看这样大的脾气。
Jonah might be thinking, after I had thrown such a temper tantrum, God might change his mind.
也许神又改变他的心思，就惩罚尼尼微城人了。Maybe
God will change his mind again to punish the Ninevites.
只有他有这样的想法，他才会做那样的事嘛。
Only when Jonah had this kind of thought, that it, then it's possible for him to do things like this.
不然的话，你搭一个棚坐在那里，瞪着眼睛看那个城有什么变化，有什么好看呢？
Otherwise, you build a shelter, and then you sit there, glaring at the city. What good is it out of this?
那弟兄姊妹们，约拿当时也真是很煞苦心的。
Brother and sister, Jonah did put in a lot of thinking in this.
在那种环境里头坐下来，你能坐多久呢？
In that kind of circumstance,
他必须也坐得很苦恼。
And it's quite a misery for him to sit there.
神就那个时候没有在说话，但神做事。
Although at that time God did not say much, however, God started to act. What did he do? God caused the east wind to blow even more blusterously. Maybe it was a clear day, so the sunshine simply beat down on Jonah. And Jonah couldn't stand it anymore. And there again, he asked for death.
然后呢，神又做了一件事情。
So then God made another move.
一天里面就在那里长出一棵大飞麻树。
In one day, a big plant grew up.
刚好就有些阴凉，就让约拿感觉舒服一点。
And there is much shade cover Jonah, so Jonah felt more relieved.
所以约拿就继续坐在那里，要看神要不要改变心意来对付尼尼微。
So Jonah continued to sit there to see if God would change his mind to deal with Ninevites.
当然，神既然说了赦免尼尼微，神一定是赦免。
But of course, since God had already said he would forgive Ninevites, God had already forgiven
them.
But Jonah continued to think, I will corner God to a point that he would change his mind. And Jonah was wrong in this matter. Because God's mind could never be changed by Jonah. But the opposite way, God wants to change Jonah's mind. Why is it God wants to change his mind? Because this is the salvation of his soul. Brothers and sisters,
Many
times we simply neglect the part of the soul salvation.
虽然我们读福音书的时候读到主说你们要走十字架的路。
Although in the gospel books we do read that you should walk in the way of the cross.
因为你要借着十字架的路来对付你们的魂的生命。
Because through the way of the cross that you will deal with your soulish life.
如果你们不对付魂的生命的话，你们就要失去神的生失去那个国度。
If you do not deal with your soulish life, then you will lose the kingdom.
这些话我们都读过的。
And we've read all the
words. 但是我们没有很深的体会到主说这些话是什么意思。
But we have not deeply felt exactly what the Lord meant.
等到我们读到书信的时候。
Then when we come to read the epistle.
不管你是读到保罗的书信也好。
Regardless of Paul's epistles.
你比读到那雅各的书信也好。
Or James' epistle.
你读到彼得的书信也好。
Or Peter's epistle.
你读到约翰的书信也好。
Or John's epistle.
如果弟兄姊妹你留意的话。
But if brother and sister, you
will pay
attention to this. 我不建议给弟兄
们点出来了，我只是大概的这样提一下。
I will not single out each point, but very generally.
这些书信的里头明明在那里告诉我们，你们要注意魂的救恩。
All these epistles explicitly tell us to pay attention to the salvation of your soul.
我们一再的提过了。
And time again, we have mentioned.
神给我们那个完备的救恩，在提的救恩这些方。在灵的救恩这方面和体的救恩这方面，我们都可以说是历史就发生功效在我们身上的。
In gospel salvation, in terms of the salvation of spirit and body, we could understand that the functioning of this being saved appears right away.
唯独魂的那个拯救是需要我们要用一点我们的拣选来跟上神的旨意的。
Only with this soul salvation, we have to use our volition to catch up with God's will.
说清楚一点，就是说，我们要用一点力气来不从我们自己，而转过来做一个拣选神的人。
To make it more clearly, we have to make efforts not to go after our own will, but instead to choose God's will to follow him.
用我们熟悉的话来讲，就是说学习好那个顺服神的权柄的功课。
In a familiar term that we all know, that is to master the lesson of obedience to follow him.
这一部分神是把我们的魂先放在那个死的地位上，然后就让我们在实际里面来进入那个魂的致死。
Now as to this, God first has placed our soul in the place of death, and through our volition, and then we will put to death the soul.
那现在我们回到约拿的身上来，你就看得很清楚了。
Now, when we come back to Jonah, we could see this very clearly here.
当神赦免尼尼微城人的时候，约拿整个的人在那里发那个大脾气，是根据什么呢？
On what basis that Jonah blew his lip when God forgave Ninevites? It's all based upon himself.
那后来他又再发一个脾气。
And then again he was fuming.
那第二次发脾气是因着那个卑马术。
And the second time he was fuming is because of the plant.
因为一个晚上神让过虫子把那个卑马术咬了。咬了就让它枯死了。
Because overnight God appointed the worm to eat this plant, and the plant withered.
阳光照的太受不了了。
And this is, the sunlight was upon him; he couldn't stand it anymore.
又在那里发脾气了。
And there he threw another temper tantrum.
现在我们就听到神第二次对他说一句话了。
And then here we see the Lord said the second time to him.
他越拿。你为了那一棵卑马树发脾气，你合理吗？
Is it right for you to be angry about the plan?
弟兄姊妹们，当神没有做很多的事情，但是神只向他说了这两句话，这两句话是同一样的内容，那就很有意思了。
It's so interesting that although God did not do much, however, God said twice to Jonah, and the contents of these two statements are basically the same. Never did Jonah think of this. What's the basis of all my anger? And God kept asking him, do you have any good reason to be angry?
换句话说，你这样发脾气是根据什么？
To put it in another word, that on what basis that you could be so angry?
约拿当时没有答案。
At that time, Jonah had no answer.
神也没有立刻给他指出问题。
Nor did God right away point out the problem.
神只是给他去经历一些事情。
God only allowed him to experience certain things.
然后神在他所做的事情上面就倒过来问约拿。
And after God had done all these things, God turned around and asked Jonah.
他说那个卑麻又不是你种的。
And God said to Jonah, you did not plant the plant.
它叶发生，叶干死，关你什么事情啊？
It came out over one night and died over one night. What did this have anything to do with you?
你为了那个卑麻又在那里发脾气，合理不合理？
And for that plant, you threw such a temper tantrum.
弟兄姊妹，我还要跟弟兄姊妹多说一点的，你才明白。
Brothers and sisters, I will explain more on these two statements for you to understand them. Last night I mentioned this already.
这整个的问题，神就领约拿去注意一个问题。
With all these things, God led Jonah to focus on one issue.
约拿，究竟谁是你的主人？
Jonah, exactly who is your master?
是你自己呢？
Are you your own?
还是神呢？
Or God.
你已经是一个有33夜经历的人了，你必须知道你有一位主，就是主自己。
You're the one who has had the 3 days and three nights experience. You have to know that you have your own master.
从前你是你的主，你是你自己的主人。
You used to be your own master before.
但是你经历了33夜以后，
But after you experienced the
3 days and three nights, 你不能再停留在那个光景。
No longer should stay. Should you stay in that state?
你必须认识，你是重新活过来的人。
You have to know this. You are made alive.
那叫你活过来的人，那个才是你的主。
The one who made you alive, that one is your master.
你要学习听从你这一位主。
You have to learn to follow, obey this Lord.
现在你看，你
流
程的人活和死，跟你有什么相干呢？
Now, is there anything to do with the death of Ninevites to you? It's not you who make them alive. Their living, does it have anything to do with you? If they deserve to die and God has placed them to die, what right do you have to say anything? The authority is not in your hand but in God's hand. Not only Ninevites were like this, but now turn around to look at this plant. Now, you did not plant this plant.
它一夜长出来,一夜死掉,那你又在那里过不来?
And in one night, the plant came up, in one night it died, and you could not get over with it.
你凭什么?
By what?
那这些问题对于约拿来说很真实的。
Could you be angry about, and then all these issues are so real to Jonah. And we feel this is so arresting.
因为当神问了他这两个问题的时候, 约拿没有再说话了。
After God had asked him these two questions, then Jonah was silent.
约拿实在没有话可以上神再说。
Because really he had nothing to say to God.
他里面清楚不清楚呢?
Was he clear? In his mind about this. The Bible did not record anymore. But we have all the reason to believe. Jonah submitted himself. If he did not yield, there was no way for him to be a prefigure of the Lord.
他能给主用作来做主自己的预表，那也说出了他在。 主的传名显出来的时候,他明白了,他不下来了。
The reason that he could be used by our Lord to be a type of our Lord, showing us that he understood God's authority, he submitted himself under him.
因为这个问题还注意到一件事情。
And brother and sister, you also noticed something.
但神是给他提到两个问题的时候,
when God posed these two questions,
神也同时在他身上做了一些事情。
At the same time, God also did
things in him.
However, God did not ask him with those things.
但是神所做的事情,
However, Jonah fully understood God's works.
如果我们把约拿整件的事情从开始一直到第四章末了,
If we consider the very beginning and of Jonah's experience all the way to the end.
因为这么你有没有注意到神给约拿在约拿身上做了多少事情?
Brother and sister, do you know how many things God had performed in Jonah?
我说的事情是说是作为一个神迹来看的。
The things I meant simply means to view them as a sign.
我们平常也许不要太注意这一点。Maybe
usually we don't really pay attention to this.
不是要在我们来留意一下的也很有意思。But
it's going to be very interesting if you consider this and pay attention to it.
起初约拿要逃避神。
At the very beginning, Jonah wanted to fly from God's presence.
他就跑到港口去了。
So he fled to a port.
他要坐船走。He
rode in a ship.
但是立刻那里就有一条船要开往他时。
And also, it just happened, a ship was right there, available. Brother and sister, we look at this, this is some ordinary thing. But actually, it is extraordinary. And the reason that it's unusual is, I wanted to go to
Tarshish.
Right away, as conveniently, a ship was there available to go to Tarshish. Even in modern day, it could not be that convenient. Let alone in the days of Jonah. Okay, he went. When the ship was in the sea, And without any reason, the storm came up.
当然在约拿当时来说, 他明白了,
and Jonah in that time understood
这个风浪不是偶然来的,
the tempest never happened by accident.
神做的,
God did.
神要这个风浪来拦阻我,
God used the tempest to obstruct me.
这是第二件事情。
This is the second thing.
第三件事情呢?
Now the third thing.
那当约拿说你们把我抛下海了，风浪就平静。
When Jonah said throw me into the sea, the storm would be calm.
有那么大的本领吗？
Is really there such magic to it?
但人只好把他抛下去。
But man had to throw him over.
约拿一抛下去。
The moment Jonah was thrown
down, 风浪果然就平静了。
Indeed, the storm.
这个事情是第三件。
And this is the third miracle.
那抛下去不有风浪和没风浪，约拿被抛到海里头，他的命运是死亡。
Whether it's storming or not, the moment Jonah was thrown into the sea, his fate was death.
但是有意思，神就安排一条鱼把他吞了。
However, interestingly, that God appointed a fish to swallow Jonah.
他就没有给淹死在水里。
And he was not drowned in the sea.
但是很可能他要闷死在鱼腹里。
Although it could be that he would suffocate in the fish. And then he wouldn't suffocate it either. And after 3 days in Sinai, he repented. And God commanded the fish to vomit him out onto dry land. And I have lost my count. How many things had already happened? And so this is one part of the experience. And then,
来到尼尼微以后,
after he came to
Nineveh,
after the thing of Nineveh unfolded, and you see here one thing.
他跑到外面山岗上面去做, 去看。
He ran outside of the city in a hill to look at the city.
神就让一个很猛烈的热头出来。
And God appointed the
很厉害的东风出来。
Vehement heat and scorching east wind.
然后呢, 一个晚上就长了一棵大飞麻。
And overnight this plant came up.
平常一年也恐怕长不出个大飞麻, 但是它突然长出一棵大飞麻。
Usually probably takes more than a year for the plant to grow, but overnight it grew. So brother and sister, you know what's going on here.
然后神又预备一个虫子把飞麻咬咬，第二一个晚上又死掉了。
And then God appointed a worm to attack the plant. Overnight the plant died.
神对约拿当时只是说了两句话。
And two statements only God made to Jonah.
那神是做了很多事情在约拿所经过的。
However, God had arranged so many things.
那你说出一个什么问题来呢？
So what did this bring out?
约拿为什么在神的面前不再有话说了呢？
Why did Jonah kept silent before God?
他一再强调说，我死了都比活着还好。
Didn't Jonah emphasize all the time that it's better for me to die than to live?
当神这样说了话又做了事情的时候，
But after God had spoken and done all these things,
整个人安静下来了。
Jonah, the whole person quieted down.
那为什么安静下来呢？
Why did he quiet down?
你看到神的那个神所做的事情，一直是在那里。对付他魂里头的那种心思。
Because all the things God had performed dealt with Jonah's soul.
神让约拿非常清楚地看见这件事情。
God made Jonah so clearly understand.
所有被神所造的事物，没有一件不伏在神的权柄的底下。
All the objects and things created by God, none of them would not submit itself under God's authority.
就是你这个约拿不服神的权柄。
It's just you, Jonah, who does not yield yourself to God's authority.
你称为以色列人是神的选民。
You're called God's people, Israelites.
你是一个先知，是去传递神的话语。
You're a prophet to deliver God's word.
从整个你们以色列被造的这个关系上面来说，你们是祭司的国度，要承担神一个很大的那个把人挽回的那个任务的。
Israelites are kingdom of a priest, and they bear such a big responsibility to restore man in terms of God's choosing them.
但是一个非常明显的事实摆在那里。
However, a very clear fact is laid out here.
一切没有神特别的那个怜悯的事物，都会浮在神的权柄的底下。
Everything, even though whose mercy from God isn't that great, still subjected itself under God's authority.
就是你这一个经历了神许许多多的恩爱和怜悯的，你就在神面前一直不肯接受神的权柄。
But Jonah, you have experienced so much of God's mercy and grace, you alone.You were not willing to submit.
现在回过头来，要约拿去思想那两句话。
So Jonah at this point would turn around and meditate on God's word.
他这样的脾气合理吗?
Do you have a good reason to be so angry?
起初约拿觉得非常合理。
At the very beginning, Jonah thought it's all reasonable.
现在约拿没有话讲。
Now Jonah had no word to say.
他不上来了。
He simply yielded.
然后神就在说。
And then God said again.
他说什么呢?
What did God
say? 你留意神在那里说什么呢?
Pay attention to what God said here.
他说啊。这个飞马不是你栽种的，也不是你培养的。一夜发生，一夜干死，你尚且爱惜。
You have had pity on the plant for which you have not labored, nor made it grow, which came up in a night and perished in a night.
何况见尼尼微城大城，其中不能分辨左手右手的，有十二万多人。
Should I not pity Nineveh?Of that great city, which are more than 120,000 persons,
standing
at your right hand. And then,
在问他这个话的时候,
brothers and sisters, when God asked him this question, Jonah
没有话讲了。
Jonah had no word to reply.
弟兄姊妹们,
but brothers and sisters,
你如果留意刚才我读神说他的话的时候,
if you notice the word that God just said here.
你一定会发觉我漏了一句话没有念的。
You must have noticed that I left out a word there.
这句话很重要。
But this word is extremely important.
但是我们常常都忽略它。
But we often simply overlook it.
我们以为神的眼睛所注意的就是人。
We often feel that God's eyesight is only focused on man.
我们感谢神的确是很注意人。
Yes, we thank God, God does pay attention to man.
但神所注意的不单是人。
But God does not pay attention to man only.
那还注意什么呢?
What else did he pay attention to? Notice that.
他说在尼尼微城里头有12万多人是不会分辨左右手的。
In the city of Nineveh, there are 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left hand.
也许这是是小孩。
Maybe these are children.
也许是一个精神上有毛病的人。
Maybe they are psychologically disabled.
不管是怎么样，
Whatever.
反正不会。很好的处理自己的有十二万人。
But these are the other people who cannot take good care of themselves, 120,000 people.
那些很在人以为很正常的人呢，那就更多了。
And the normal people we could imagine would be even more.
我们平常就是注意，你看十二万多的人，神怜悯他们，你连一个飞马树。你就觉得很可惜，那你为什么不为那十二万多人来可惜？
And the judge is saying that since you had this pity on just one plant, why don't you have the same pity on those 120,000 people?
但神的话没有停在那里。
However, God's word did not stop here.
他说还有许多牲畜。
And much livestock.
弟兄姊妹们，这个话那么有意思吗？
Brothers and sisters, is this a saying that interesting?
我个人感觉约拿书宝贝就是宝贝神说了这么一句话。
I personally feel why the book of Jonah is so precious is because God has said this.
我也觉得我们的主说到约拿的神迹要成为这一个世代的唯一要必须的神迹。
And our Lord also has said that the sign of Jonah will become the only sign for this generation.
那个原因不是在约拿一个人。
The reason is not on Jonah, that person alone.
是因着约拿所经历的事情带出了神那个旨意的发表。
But it's for the very manifestation of the experiences of Jonah.
那提到这一点的时候，我想再提醒给弟兄姊妹们留意。
As we are on this point, I want to make another point.
当神用洪水灭地的时候，
When God destroyed the earth with the flood.
后来神跟挪亚立约。
And later on, God made a covenant with Noah.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有注意到神跟挪亚立约的对象是谁？
Brothers and sisters, did you notice the very object of God's covenant with Noah?
我们的观念。
Our notion.
非常容易就抓到约拿和他的子孙。
Would be so easily on Noah and his descendants.
挪亚和他的子孙。
Noah and his descendants.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们细细读读的话的时候。
Brothers and sisters, as we study God's word closely,
你会发觉。
You will find.
神跟挪亚所立的约。 不单是对着挪亚的子孙。
The covenant that God made with Noah is not just for Noah's descendants.
也对着所有的牲畜。
But also toward all the livestock.
你特别留意，神说你进方舟的时候，让洁净的、不洁净的那个那些都要领一些进来。
Because God has said, when you enter the ark, bring along with you all those clean and unclean animals.
神为什么要保留那一些呢？
Why God has to preserve them?
不保留，那不是干脆吗？
Wouldn't it be easier if he does not preserve the animal?
在神这次安排的里头，你看到神的心是怎么放在他所造的万有里。
Brothers and sisters, as you consider God's arrangement, you could sense how God's heart has been placed all of the creation of His.
那正因为这个事实，
and because of this,
我们才看到神说了这些话，约拿非常的安静在那里。
After God has spoken all these words, that Jonah kept silent.
约拿没有话讲。
No word for him to say anymore.
但是我们，
but we
读约拿书常常读到这里就说。约拿浮上来了。
When we come to study the book of Jonah, we at this point we say, "Oh,
他们的故事到这里就完结了。
Became obedient, and this is the end of the story."
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
如果那个故事到这里完结的话，那么主在那里说，约拿的事情要成为那一个时这个时代的神迹，那个意义就减缩了很多了。
If the story just ends like this, then when the Lord is saying that Jonah would become the sign to this generation, and the meaning of all this has greatly diminished.
弟兄姊妹们，你看。
Brothers and sisters, you see.
在主的预言上面看也好，在我们的知识上面去了解也好。
Whether in God's prophecies or in our knowledge to understand His will.
什么时候有神在这里宣告的这一个事实出现过。
When did a God's proclamation regarding this has ever appeared?
头一次出现只有在伊甸园。
The first time a proclamation like this appears at the Garden of Eden.
伊甸园的堕落，那根本就没有这样的事情再出现过。
However, because of the fall of Garden of Eden, nothing else could ensue.
那现在神说这个话的时候，是在伊甸园以后。
But when God said words like this, it happened after the Garden of Eden.
在历史上什么时候我们看见过这样呢？
And then in history, when did we see this?
在主所说的预言里头，我们什么时候要看到这样的事情出现呢？
In the Lord's prophecies, when did we ever see things like this happen?
我们也许有个观念。
Maybe we have this notion.
将来国度来的时候就有了。
Maybe when the kingdom comes, things would happen like this.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
想清楚一点。
Think it clearly.
在国度来的时候，你还没有办法看到这种光景。
Even when the kingdom comes, you will not be able to see a state like this yet.
因为我们没有办法能很清楚的知道将来主回来的时候，那个事情是怎么的发生。
Because we cannot clearly understand when the Lord returns, how all the things are arranged.
先知书上面我们能知道一点点的情形。
However, from the books of the prophecy in Old Testament, we seem to be able to understand it.
说的比较全面的是在以赛亚书。
The whole thing is being fully explained in
Isaiah. 但是以赛亚书一说了将来的事情的时候呢？
Whenever Isaiah speaks of things to come,
许多读经的人都同意一个说法。
Many students of the Bible would agree on this point.
以赛亚说到将来的那个事情的时候，
When Isaiah speaks of things to come,
国度是在其中。
In which is the kingdom?
新天新地也在其中。
And in which is also the new heaven and the new earth?
因为以赛亚从更遥远的地方来看前面的。 发生的事情。
Because Isaiah is looking from a further distant place
at
things to happen.
救恩还没有完全做好。
And at that time, God's salvation is not accomplished yet. Therefore, he did not see it clearly either.
看过去。
So he just looks at the things to come and vaguely.
So in Isaiah,
So whether words in Book of Isaiah or in other
prophecies,
the kingdom of God and the new heaven and earth sometimes are blurred together.
导致我们到了新约的时候
But,
我们就看得比较更清楚一点
When we come to the New Testament, we could see this more clearly.
但是不管在新约里头也好在旧约里头也好
But whether it's in New Testament or in Old Testament,
你怎么时候看见过在地上边在我们人所活动的环境里头
When did you ever see this?
人和自然界当中一切的事物完全不发生有困难。
That when did you see this? That in the sphere of man, in all our activities with other animals, that there was no contradiction, no problems at all.
你没办法找到。
No, there's no way to find it.
因为你就看到国度的时候。
Even you look at the kingdom.
你可以从以赛亚书上看到一些事情。
You could see the glimpse of it in Isaiah, and he has recorded it.
狮子跟绵羊羔同睡啊。
Lions and lamb would sleep together.
那个小孩子在毒蛇的洞口那里是玩耍。
The children would play at the cave of the cobra.
让你就特别说到那个时候在我圣山的偏处啊都不伤人不害物啊。
He especially mentions that in my holy mountain, nothing harms or damages.
但是就是你看这个事情在国度里头有没有发生呢
But brothers and sisters, when you consider this matter, does it really happen in the kingdom?
虽然圣经没有很明显的说出
Although the Bible does not spell it out clearly,
但是我们会相信
However, we believe
在国度里头还不能发生
These things will not happen in the kingdom yet.
因为为什么
Why?
因为国度仍然罪的问题没有做一个完全的解决。
Because in the kingdom, even the problem of sin is not totally solved. When you read the book of Isaiah,
到了那个时候
at that time,
你可以长到一百岁。
You could reach 100 years old.
那我们今天人看一百岁是很不得了。
In our days, we say, wow, this is quite a thing.
但是以赛亚书那里说
But there in the book of Isaiah, it says,
你那是长到一百岁，你还不过是一个小孩。
Even you're 100 years old, you're considered a baby.
那就是说，但是人的寿命增加的很长，是增加的很多了。
That's saying that man's longevity has so greatly expanded.
如果你一百岁死啊。
If you die at the age of 100 years,
还算是夭折的。
You are considered dying young.
那丢子人们。
But brothers and sisters,
你就看到在国度里头还有死亡。
So you see that in the kingdom there is still death.
死亡的那个根源乃是罪的引发。
And the very source of the death is the punishment of sin.
不是掌权了。
Although in the kingdom God reigns,
但是在国度还不是完全解决那个死亡的问题。
However, even in the kingdom, the problem of death is not fully resolved.
要到什么时候那个死亡完全被解决呢
？Then when will it be when the problem of death is totally resolved until the new heaven and new earth?
你读到那个启示录二十一章。
So brothers and sisters, when you read Revelation chapter 21,
那是你看到的。
And there you see,
死亡没了。
There is no more death.
阴间也没了。
No more Hades.
一切这些与死亡有关的事物都停止了。
Everything that is related to death ceases.
是到了这样的一个光景。
Now you have come to a state like
this. 在我圣山边处。一切都不伤人不害物的事情才会出现。
This is when, in my holy mountain, nothing damages or harms.
那弟兄姊妹，如果我们现在留意到这一个点的时候
，So brothers and sisters, if you pay attention to this point,
你就看到约拿书的幕后，神没有再说话。
And you see that at the very end of the book of Jonah, God said no more.
虽然神没有再说话,
even though God said no more.
但是你看到神说话的时候, 把话说到什么时候,
but you,
什么地方,
you do see when he spoke, you could sense to what extent he
spoke. 神在约拿书里最幕后的话
So the very last word of the book of Jonah speaks all the way to the new heaven and new earth. So brothers and sisters, let's now return to think that our Lord said,
做一个世代要看神迹。
This generation seeks after signs.
除了约拿的神迹以外, 再没有别的神迹。
Except the sign of Jonah, no more sign will be given to it.
为什么?
Why?
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
因为约拿的神迹。
Because Jonah's sign.
不单是给我们看见我们的主要造成那个十字架的救恩。
Speaks not only of our Lord who will accomplish the salvation of the cross.
更重要的是隐藏在他的事情上面把他整个永远的救赎的旨意都
More importantly, hidden this sign is the revelation of his eternal purpose.
虽然没有明明说到那一点,
Although the point is not explicitly spelled out, it is hidden in
it.
The very outcome of God's purpose has already been brought up.
那从这个事情回过头来看33页的那一个救赎的旨意。
Now, from this, we come back to meditate on Jonah's experience of 3 days and three nights.
你没办法不留意到主说，这是这个时代的唯一的神迹。
You can't help but thinking that the sign of Jonah is the only sign for this generation.
必须的神迹。
A must-have sign.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
虽然有好些话还没有办法。
Although there are so many words, I cannot really finish my sharing with you.
但最低限度，我想我们这样交通一下。
But at the minimum, we have somehow shared on some points.
借助圣灵的帮助和光照。
Through the enlightenment and help of the Holy Spirit.
帮我们带进神那个救赎恩典的那个宽广。
And then we will be brought into the very A sphere of God's salvation.
我们就知道,
then we know.
我们该如何更好地去追求活在神那个永远的旨意。
How we should better ourselves to pursue and to live in God's eternal purpose.
让神的心意真的快快地完成。
So that God's will be so quickly done in this whole universe.
感谢主。
We thank our Lord. I would like to conclude my saying at this point. Could we please pray together?
主啊，我们何等的需要你把赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
Oh Lord, how much we need the Spirit of wisdom and revelation being granted to us.
让我们里面的眼睛给照明。
So that our inner eyes would be enlightened.
可以把宝座上头所有的宝贝的心意都可以领会的过来。
So that we could understand all the precious thoughts on the throne.
主啊，你是十分愿意我们领会你的心意。
Oh Lord, you so willingly want us to understand your will.
好叫你得着我们做你手中合用的器皿来成全你的目的。
So that you could gain us as your useful vessels in your hands to fulfill your will.
主，我们承认我们常是那个心肠不够宽广。
Lord, we confess that our hearts are not that broad.
我们对你的认识和拣选又是那样的微薄。
And our understanding and our sense of choosing you is so limited.
我们仰望主。
Oh Lord, we just look unto you.
你借着你自己所要做的工，把我们带到宽广。
Through the very work you want to accomplish, bring us into this broad sphere.
让你在你再来以前，我们还留在地上的日子，我们的日连日在你的面前都能被你数算。
So that before you return, while we still live on earth, all our earthly days will be numbered by you.
我们这些人也都能被你使用做你手中合用的器皿。
And all of us could be used by you as useful vessels in your hand.
但愿你得着一切的荣耀。
May you receive all the glory.
我们仰望我们的主的带领。
We look unto you for your second coming.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.